This is Varsity 2018.
Hello and welcome to Varsity Rugby 2018, a huge day in the Varsity series. There are a whopping 3 points up for grabs today, with Men's Rugby Union, Women's Rugby Union and Rugby League all in action. I'm Matt Webb and I'm joined by Ollie Roberts in bringing you all the latest coverage from Lady Bay of this crucial Varsity fixture.
Varsity this year has seen the University of Nottingham take an early lead in the series, and we're currently 5-2 up as it stands.
And for now, we're going to go over to our commentators for the Men's Rugby Union game. You met them earlier. They're going to give you all the latest. It's back over to Tom and Fred.
Thank you very much, guys. Yes, so you're joining us here with the big first main event of the day. It is the Men's Rugby Union Varsity down at Lepe State. It is the non-varsity series. My name's Tom, and I'm here with this afternoon, and we're going to be taking you guys through what should be hopefully an exciting day of rugby, shouldn't it be, Tom?
It really, really should, yes. Absolutely gorgeous conditions for us, as we've mentioned. The teams have just walked onto the pitch, well, jogged onto the pitch now, in their huddles, getting pumped for the game. Everyone looking up for this. The crowd getting excited.
And this time, Yeoen hit the line out. It's a lovely thing. Goes off to the number 8, who carries, and he hits a short ball there to number 12, Josh Knott. So, Yeoen, we're about 7 metres out here. They take a couple of short carries. Looks a bit isolated. The ref's happy with it, though.
Looking around the 10-metre line.
And it goes quick battle, and it's a lovely try. And we're back over in the corner. That is, he's ref given it. What a try that is. And you are back on the score sheet here. We've got some points. The penalty, the line out, it all paid off.
I'm quite a fan of that new rule as well. I think it stops teams from just giving away penalties needlessly at the end of the game. If they're ahead by sort of 6 points, they can just give away penalties as many times as they want, really.
Yeah, exactly.
And as long as they're soft.
As well as that, it also gives the option then for teams on the front, you know, if you want that bonus point try or something, if you need to get the convert, you know, then it allows you just to, you know, either say, okay, we're going to have enough game because we're the team in possession, we've got the penalty, it's our advantage, so we should be able to either carry playing on or, you know, decide to end the game as well. So it gives them the dictation, really. And we're just going to rejoin the game now. And that's the, I think, number 13, David Williams there, who's been incredibly active for Trent. He's a big ball carrier. He takes a little flat pass. And Trent are just coming over after that line out, just onto the ON 22. A little out-the-door stuff. They've got numbers on wide here, and they've got it. Might have a clear into the corner. No, number 11 there, Eric Edwin, squares up his man very well. So they're about 5 metres outside the 22 now, and Trent are still walking it over here. They've got very good quick ball here, and what it's allowing is to gain easy metres around the ruck, as we saw there. And the 9 throws it out again, and they've got another flat ball there. Very, very good hands there for the number 8. He's got a few options as well. They've got numbers to the corner, but instead they decide to take it.
Good pick-up.
Yeah, it was a very good hands. But we just can't slow them down at the moment. We get some tackles in. They're getting over so quickly now. It looks like one of our flankers there trying to get over the ball. And it goes out the back again. And a little...
Whoa!
And it's an interception here. Number 5, that is Raf Dutta there.
He's going all the way. Has he got the penalty? It looks like he has.
Unreal. There, that is. And the Trent chasing it down. What a try. What a great...
Oh, my word. That could have turned the game around
it
there.
It really could have there.
Trent on our 5-metre line.
They were all over us there. And one absolutely brilliant effort. Yeah, that was a good 80 metres easily. So he was going to be very thankful to hear the half-time whistle indeed, because he will be pretty tired after that.
Yes.
Pretty incredible run there.
Oh.
But yeah, so that sends us over. That takes us. So it's now 33-10 with a kick to come for you.
Should be getting that kick as well.
Well, it was hopefully so. Right in front of the sticks. So you'd hope we'd be able to put this over very nicely. But what happened?
A ray of hope maybe at the end of that half.
Hopefully so, yeah.
My word, Trent, we're on our 5 metre line. That is possibly one of the biggest swings you can get in rugby there. Interception by, as you said, Raf Dutton. Is a phenomenal effort from him. Not being caught by anyone there. Really had enough pace to carry on through. It was a real, real good. I mean, he saw the pass coming, took it cleanly, and was under the post in a matter of seconds. My word, that's good pace from the number 5.
I think it was quite hard to see. We had a few players obscuring us, but it looked to me like they tried like an out-the-back ball, and they tried an offload that just wasn't really on. Mm. And it's probably that's the fifth or sixth time that either team has tried such a risky offload, and there, thankfully, we're on the receiving end of it.
So before we go, it's the half-time break now. Before we go, how do you think that will affect the second half? Of sunshine.
Well, hopefully UON have just got to sort of use this as a springboard, haven't they? Because at the end of the day, you know, we're still good. You know, it's 33-12 now as the halftime whistle sounds.
Welcome back as we kick off into the second half. Nottingham Trent 33 at 12 points. It was a game of Nottingham Trent rather dominating, to be honest, the first half. But hopefully as we come away, it was a good interception try to bring us a little bit closer, unfortunately. Although we are back into our own half immediately.
has been an afternoon, and it's been a match, really, of great attacking rugby. I think, for me, the two sort of tries that stand out have been Trent's efforts. One in the first half, you know, with the inside X ball under the post, that was, you know, really something to behold. And, of course, the other one later on, where they were just sort of built about 15 phases, and then eventually, you know, stretched Nottingham on, around the middle and then just took it out wide. It was, that was some classic rugby there.
It was some phenomenal, I mean, and purely for the entertainment and excitement factor, that score at the end of the half, the interception by Uni of possibly to have attempted to bring them back into the game, which unfortunately hasn't materialised.
Yeah.
Certainly, Raph Dutton has had a fantastic game as number five, had some great runs, had a good interception, fantastic interception. Trent going forward, but we managed to pinch the ball against the head somehow, has chipped on, there's no one behind there. Oh, but no one's been able to pick it up. It looks like there'll be a streaker on the pitch. Oh dear.
What's the referee given there?
The referee might have given. He's paused the game for the streaker. That's. He's trying to hop over the fence, and the security of. Oh my word. Bear hugged him back over the fence. Oh dear.
That's been the best tackle we've seen all afternoon, actually. So it's the
oh dear. I don't think he'll be coming back to the stadium in a hurry. The crowd are loving it. Everyone's enjoying themselves. You know what? Must be a packed stadium. He's kicked it. It looks like it's gone the distance. It's gone over.
And that's the.
Full time there as Nottingham Trent are 55 points and Uni of Nottingham 26. The University of Nottingham looks sad, obviously. Oh, a lot of people coming onto the pitch now. Oh, looks like the rugby team from Trent are on. A lot of pink shirts.
Yeah, oh, it's causing an absolute pitch invasion. This is the scenes at Birmingham City yesterday. They just managed to hold off Fulham. A couple of thoughts on the game. I don't know what you thought of it, but I personally felt that Trent were good money to win that game. I think that they deserved it. They controlled the play, and some of their attacking work was absolutely brilliant, you know, both down the flanks and the centre of the park. So I think, you know, when you look at it, you know, Nottingham said, yeah, we tried, but unfortunately we were bested by the better team today.
Yeah, I think they were just better in almost all aspects of the game. Set pieces, on attack, on defence. I think they were a better team. There's no doubting that. And they definitely, look at the scoreline. There is absolutely no doubt about that.
And welcome back to Varsity Rugby. The women's match just got underway. I'm going to pass you over to our commentators, Sam Lewis and Josh Hunt. Over to you, gentlemen, for all the rest of the women's match.
Ball goes to 12. 12 decides to run out of a 22. Steps, offloads. Oh, knocks on in the offload. University of Nottingham ball.
Yeah, advantage over. So yeah. The ball is the University of Nottingham.
Gilbert ball.
Horribly close to the try line. Stepping inside.
Yeah.
Oh.
University of Nottingham, 1 metre from the Trent try line. Could be...
Dummy
show and go. Oh, almost.
Just not, can she turn over yet?
Scrum half dummied and goad. Inches from the try line here. Could be time for the forwards to earn their pay.
A lot of them are in the ruck, though. But is that over the ball?
Try scored by University of Nottingham. University of Nottingham ball down the centre. Break through the centre. Big carry by number 12.
Can she
go all the way?
She's been sold a dream. University. Absolutely fantastic.
University of Nottingham fly half. What a score. Oh, is she?
Yeah. Just approaching half-time now with the score being 34-0. That's probably the best try I've seen.
Yeah, very
great. The second
great.
Best try I've seen all day. Very good, including the men's as well.
Yes.
So obviously, there was a very good interception in the men's game earlier.
Yes, interestingly enough, it was the men's... Oh, have we gone off for half-time? Half-time.
Half-time at 38 minutes, it seems.
Yeah, obviously, the referee is the one that knows the clock, not us.
Not us, so yeah.
34-0 half-time to the University of Nottingham. Very dominant performance so far. Nottingham Trent, only two brief visits to the Uni half. Fly half still down in front of us. Hopefully, she'll be treated and she'll be okay.
We are now going to go back over to our commentators, Sam and Josh. They can bring us all of the second half, and we'll be back with you after that. Over to you, gentlemen.
Okay. Yeah, University of Nottingham just about to kick off, and their kickoff has happened.
University of Nottingham recover the ball. There was a knock on in there somewhere. University of Nottingham knock on, Nottingham Trent University scrum. It's 12 carries, 12 breaks
fantastic
through the line.
Fantastic vision
good,
there.
Oh, great offload by 12.
The second row, can she make the
great
offload?
Great offload.
She has.
Number three storming down the pitch. University of Nottingham, keep going, she's going. University of Nottingham try.
Is it?
Oh, she knocked on.
Oh. No.
Great play by University of Nottingham.
Great play there.
Series of offloads involving forwards and backs play all the way down the pitch. Unfortunately, knocking on over the line. Lily Jones, I believe. I don't want to name and shame her, but
name
I already have, so it's a bit late.
But yeah, it's been a fantastic bit of supporting play by University of Nottingham there, with quite a few of the forwards, as you say, getting involved there and really showing that they do have pace too.
Yeah, always nice to see forwards get involved in a nice bit of open play. Big carry by Nottingham Trent University inside the
number
Nottingham 22.
Number four, the perpetually Simbin player, it seems, really carrying well there. Trent recycling the ball and another good carry there.
Inside the 22, in front of the posts. Ball going wide.
Passing the ball out wide and another crash ball, but University of Nottingham successfully defending it. The ball's out for a scrap, but advantage, Trent University. Yeah. Still attacking this.
Great tackle by number 19
corner.
And number 12 linking up there by University of Nottingham. Pushing her back. Oh, the referee for his pocket. That's a very interesting call. I thought she was justified. He's sin-binning University of Nottingham number 20 for hands in the ruck. I thought she was the first to the ruck. But again, he's the ref, not me.
And the play has stopped quite a few times for problems in the ruck. So. Yeah. Knocking the ball on, which
dummy man number 7. Number 7 goes through. She scored.
She scored. Knock on there by Trent to go to number 7 with the advantage. And clearly
Juliet
she thought,
Porter.
I might as well go for it. Yeah. Juliet Porter running through. Good vision to see the gap there.
She's
the Trent players really
blinder.
Being tied there and eventually getting the another try.
That brings up the 50 mark.
Score north of 50, finally.
Yep. University of Nottingham winners, 51 points to 14. Great
and the
individual.
The match being ended there, and the rest of the fans and the fans and the substitutes running on there to celebrate, despite the clock still thing, 37. So the last play of the game was indeed that conversion. I'll now pass you over to our presenters for the day, Ollie and Matt, who have done an absolute blinder of a job today. Ollie and Matt.
Okay, thanks, boys.
Thank you, guys. Thank you for that commentary. We can see them on the pitch. They're celebrating. And what a win for the University of Nottingham, moving 7-3 up in Varsity 2018. The green and gold are marching on. And at the moment, it looks like it's going to be the end for Trent. Ollie, thank you for joining me today. Thanks to everyone who's contributed. Back to the studio.
This is Varsity 2018.